first tweet again because I was amazed Monday night to have that many people
I was also amazed.
It was fantastic.
There's a big interest in the theme.
Yes, there is.
Especially here, former communistic country. And it's interesting also for me because last time I was here 20 years ago.
Right.
With a with motorbike.
Oh.
And here it was a Stalinistic view on a former communistic country. And now it's like all countries in Europe.
Mm.
Or if you're here in the shopping mall, you can't distinguish, is it Vienna, is it Cologne? Yeah, you hear the voices, it's all the same. It's a consuming society, working society, and so.
I should perhaps explain a bit about why we're here and who we are.
Yeah.
We are a group of people that have come from the UK.
Yes.
We all have our own small businesses in the UK. And we have come together on a project to write and report on the film festival.
Yeah.
We have not met each other before.
Okay.
So we have to kind of produce some content.
Yeah.
And we're also working on our individual projects.
Okay.
So it's a great kind of learning experience
for us. Okay.
But I wanted particularly to talk to you because that's good work is basically what I do.
Okay. The good work guide.
Exactly.
But I also mentioned yesterday, good work could also be to be idle.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Because what I do is I work with educators, with universities, with colleges, and with very small businesses on how you earn a good living, how you make a good living, but also make a difference.
Yeah.
And there were some things in your film last night which I totally agreed with.
And some things you...
I wanted to ask you about. But if it's okay with you, I'd like to go back a bit.
Yeah.
And ask you about how you became a filmmaker.
Okay, yeah.
So how did you become a filmmaker?
I'm not this kind of man shooting 8mm films since he is 5 years old or so. I was always curious and interested in things and writing, drawing, had interest in technique and so, and this was the thing I could live with, and so this was no direct way to making films. This, these are my talents combined to such a thing like film, and so.
So what were you doing before you started to make films? What did you do when you left school?
I make civil service.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And this was for me not to become a medicine or so. And so I studied a little bit architecture, and then I studied media technology, and afterwards I should become have a good job in a broadcast station, but I decided this could not be the end, and I studied film because I'm very curious, and I also want to change things and to be surprised by people or things in my surrounding, and this is for me good work. And in German, the German film title is better than good work. It's frohes Schaffen. It's an expression. In nowadays, it means nothing. For example, if you go in an insurance and the people are eating, and afterwards they say to each other, frohes Schaffen, it means enjoy your work or do a good work. Nowadays, it has no meaning. But if you go to the core, I think work must be, it has two medals. Good work must be good for you, you must have flow or so. But if you remember, some brokers have also flow with their work. It's useful for them, but not useful for society. This good work must also be useful for society and for ecology. And in nowadays, none of these aspects are fulfilled by work, or mostly fulfilled by work. And this is the aim, and it's the call for me, this German expression, Frohes Schaffen. And the subtitle is a film to decline the morality of work, and how this works, the film shows.
So your definition of good work is a broad definition, isn't it? What you seem to express there was it needs to be good for you,
yes,
as well as good for society.
Yes.
Which is interesting because one of the things that I was not certain about
okay.
last night was I agreed with what you were saying about work simply feeding, the kinds of work that we do can simply feed the system.
Yeah.
The economic system, which
yes,
is based on economic growth. And I absolutely agree with you on that. But then what you seemed to be saying was that the alternative was to be idle.
Yes, it could be also the solution to be idle, because if you think of my definition of good work, idleness could also be useful for society, not to generate more hustle and bustle, stress, driving from one place. You must, I think, we have to take this alien view on this planet. Not we are all in these systems. We are looking at this system. Yeah, work is important. We can't imagine something behind, and laziness, idleness is bad, and so. But if you look like an alien on this planet, an alien would have the impression they are crazy. What are they doing each day? Driving from one place, they're going to bureau, doing something they call work, being satisfied, afterwards having contact with their colleagues, in the evening getting some papers, piece of papers, like Susan Blackmer said, spending it in some places where they pump up their muscles, or buying new smartphones, and so it's crazy for an alien. And yes, if you have this out of view on this society, you can go to the core. And I it's sure it's a provocation, like Tom Hodgkinson provocates with his idleness. But I think we have also a little bit the problem in Germany. We have no word for idleness. Muße. Laziness is to be lazy, not doing something. But idleness is another meaning. It's idleness could also be productive. It could be to be sensitive for your surrounding, to regenerate your batteries also. And so my big daughter, she is 16, and I said to her, do you know the word Muße? In Germany you say von der Muße geküsst, but it's not the same word. Being kissed by the Muße is an artist is kissed by some some fairies around, and now he makes this special picture. It means not Muße, is the word is lost. Also, we have the problem in Germany. We have only one word, Arbeit, and not like you in Britain, labor, work. We can't distinguish Arbeit. Everything is Arbeit, and so. You have not forced work or so, and free work or so. Everything is Arbeit, and I think it also get lost with this industrialization of Germany. Arbeit is good, and especially with our history, we must be very careful Arbeit macht frei, work makes free, stands on the concentration camps. This is the top of this ideology of work to cover such a cruel thing like the concentration camp under the ideology they are only trained here for to good workers to.
I hadn't thought about that connection at all, but I remember seeing the photographs now of that phrase above Auschwitz.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about that connection. So purposeful work, would you have a word for that? I suppose what I'm thinking, what I kind of reflected on from last night, was that whilst I'm very uncomfortable with work that simply feeds the system, I think we do need work that is about the service of others. It is about improving the lives of other people.
Yeah.
And so your teachers, your nurses, there are many professions that people have which are about caring and improving the lives of others.
Yes.
And I wasn't sure whether your kind of coverage of work included those.
I really want to come away from this work discussion, because it's if you go to a deeper core, and it's also like the other interview downstairs, she talks about the poor people who are struggling and getting €5 an hour, and so it's also a part of this ideology of work that you speak in such memes like this, the poor worker, the social, the nurses in the hospital, and so I think we must go to the core and speak about useful actions of humanity, and if you go to, for example, I can also give you another example of useless work in these call centers. My parents, they get 10 calls by call center assistants. We will offer you a new insurance, a new contract of your cable TV, and so. And this is for me useless work. This is also feeding the system. And also, we, for example, in Germany, we have a big problem with our health system. Many hospitals have to shut down because they're in-economic. And so before it was good, and it's now they have to generate more and more money. And so this is only the economic view on these things. And so I think I have no solution. this is what I said yesterday. A big solution could be the basic income. So if you go to a deeper core with work, it's about love. And love, we want to be loved because what we do, the parents love their children because of their good work or what they have in school, and so, and we want to be because we lose our transcendent beliefs. We want to be loved what we do on this planet, because we feel our life is ending, deathbed test, and we struggle and struggle. We want to feel ourselves. We want to generate things and be productive, creative. And so I think this is the wrong way.
I think that is so interesting. You're challenging so many things.
Yes.
Which is great. And the thing about the, I suppose we call it a minimum wage, a kind of minimum.
What would this be a relief for the person? They get a sign from a state which holds a society together. You are worthful for us. This would be not the amount, even if they get 300 euros a month, it would be a sign. You're worthful for us. You're a good citizen, and so on. But in this society, you can't imagine what you can't imagine a basic income, because there are come the arguments, how could we finance this? The people would lay around in the fields and drink wine. These are the arguments, and the fear of the system. And
but you do wonder, I wonder, what would happen if you did do that? I mean, we talk a lot about people, and you see people, if people retire, you know, or if people don't have work, then they volunteer, they do things anyway for the good of others. So I wonder, it would be lovely, wouldn't it, you know, on an island, just to kind of try that out, to see what would actually happen. Because I think you're right. People are
but
it's
I mentioned yesterday this project in Germany. And they wanted to make a project, 100 people, unemployed people, to get a basic income. But the problem with this project was only the motivated unemployed who can write an exposé and have a good idea, the creative unemployed, could join this project. And but they had a lot of problems with this project. And you see the ideology of work, it works. Yes. And so they cancelled it. It slowly vanished from the internet platform, and so and I make a call, and the, where is your project? We get problems, and so, and what is the end of the project is 50 unemployed people getting a coaching in the north of Berlin. This is the end of this big project. But there was another project with basic income in Namibia. There's a village, Otivero, the German Protestant church provided this basic income. I think it was 200 people, and it was very low because it means 100 Namibia dollars. I think it's 14 euros or so. But it... you must stand the situation that for 3 months the men are drinking with this basic income, and so, and you can't change your behaviors. You're trained for 200 years, going from the first factories in England up to now. We have like the boroughs or so. And you can't change it from one moment to another. It's a long process to go back, and you can't say you make a revolution. It's an evolutionary process, and I think more and more people, especially in Germany and Austria and Switzerland, they think about this topic. And more people in my generation saying, I don't want to make a career. I have another productivity with my children, with my social friends, singing in a choir, and not going in this evening in front of my computer from one film to another, and so. And it's a long process to go back to this level.
It is a long process, but it's also, you made me think of something else then. That industrial period is also quite a short blip.
Really short.
Really, isn't it? I've got another project on at the moment where we're looking back at the 18th century in the UK.
Yes.
We're particularly looking at a guy called William Shipley, who founded the RSA, which is the... Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufacturing and Commerce. And we're saying between the kind of, if you go into late 18th century, 19th century, the industrial kind of start to enter into the industrial period. But mid 18th century, most people worked for themselves, you know.
Yes.
They were making their own living in their workshops or in small cottages and so on, and living idolized, not living idolized, but having more time. Yeah. I think you made that point in the film, actually. But then, of course, with the industrialization, you get the factories and people coming in and urbanization, everybody kind of... But it's actually coming together and you get what we have now.
Yeah.
But it is actually quite a short period of time.
Yes, but we think... The problem is we think it's our reality.
We do,
When you look at the history, this is a really short period, but we think it's the end of history.
Yeah.
But it isn't the end of history. It was the end of history. And I said it to the Czech journalist, because it began this hard working and... what is...
It was a little concerned. Yes.
I think it really began with the collapse of the communistic system, because it was not only a struggle between productivity; it was also a struggle of social systems to generate the better human being, and with this collapse. The neoliberal world grew, and it was really the end. I think it was the Japanese philosopher Fukuyama. He talked about the end of the history, and it was the end of the history, but in a bad way, because then it producing, and I'm lucky that we have no other planet to sell our things. Yeah. If we have that, we would produce on and on and on. And so we have this border. And so we are now producing, if you see, when you come from Great Britain, in former times and history, we spread out in the room. We invented America, discovered America and India, and produced there. And now we are spreading in time, because we create bubbles, financial bubbles, because of expectations in the future, and we use the resources of this world. In future generations don't have the resources anymore, and so we have really big borders. And we have to think about this. And that's why we think about this now. Because we feel these borders in our surrounding, but we also feel the borders in our head. Because it's not in Germany, it's not an economic problem. You can say it's high-level discussion. But people... If you say we have less unemployed people, the more depressed people we have. Yes. They don't feel happy. They don't feel they live. Mm-hmm. They're only working. They await their pensions and then they go and make... then life starts.
Yeah.
But
yes,
it's not starting. Yeah. It's not starting.
Yeah.
You're ugly and old. You can't
it's a bad starting point.
It's Titanic, I think. Yes, and especially in my generation, I'm 40, 42, and we ask ourselves, yes, you could go on like this for the next 20 or 40 years, but you can stop now. And it's, I think we can afford these discussions. When we come to the point like Greece or Spain or so, it's, this point will come, even in Germany. And when we have to ask, whole China has a Volkswagen or a Mercedes, where shall we sell our things? Or better, Volkswagen is now a Chinese company. We have to buy our pieces for our Volkswagen in Germany, in China. this point will come. And so it's better to say we think about work and what society, what is the glue of society. And I think work could not be the in future the glue of the society. It must be a social glue. It must be confidence in these human beings, because now we are competing and have a strange view on other human beings. They are criminals. We have also a strange view on ourselves. We are lazy. We must love ourselves. And so this is the solution. Out of work and not only... And I always fight against my feelings now, because I'm a real idler. Nothing. People are... you stand in front of these huge amount of people, and this is your salary. Fuck. Yes.
we say in our country, you could have passed a hat round last night.
Yes. Yes. Oh, good idea. I will do it in the evening.
So what happens next? Because you spoke a little bit last night about your next project, and you said, no, it's not going to be a sequel to...
Yes, it...